This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, it is Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Russellville 19-13. It will be Peyton Husky inbounding it on the near sideline. She gets into Emma Martin. We are back underway. Martin into the front court. Russellville once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right side. Now she'll throw it back to Martin in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Yates all by herself for the offensive rebound. Her shot is blocked, but she draws contact, and so she'll head to the free-throw line with 7:47 left of the first half. So Addison Yates will be at the free-throw line for the first time today. That foul was called on Anna Myers as her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Russellville. Blakely Walker's going to check out of the game. She'll be replaced by Helen Vardaman. She is a 6-foot senior. Yates hit the first free throw, and she gets both. She now has 4 points. And it's 21-13, Mountain Home on top. McAllister throws it to Davis on the left wing. Back up top to McAllister. Back over to Davis. Davis going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Peyton Husky. Shoots quickly back into the front court from Mountain Home. Drills to the right wing. Now we'll throw it to Yates near the corner. Yates going down into the lane, going up for the layup off the glass and in. Addison Yates with 6 points, and it is a 10-point lead all of a sudden for Mountain Home. 23-13 our score. 7:50 left in the first half. Here is Velasquez throwing it down to Myers. Myers going to dribble into the lane, pull up for the jumper. No good. And Mountain Home got the rebound. Yates threw it to Gilbert, and then Gilbert kind of panicked and shuffled her feet as a travel call, and that is Mountain Home's third turnover of the day. Gilbert's going to check out of the game, and she'll be replaced by Emily Payne, a 5'6 sophomore. 7:07 left of the half. It is a 10-point lead for Mountain Home. McAllister will inbound it on the baseline, gets into Davis up near the top. Now Davis will throw down to Myers at the left elbow. Now she's going to be called for the travel. So the team's exchanging travel calls there. Mountain Home will get it back with 7:01 left of the half as they lead 23-13. Husky will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. So man-to-man defense once again for Russellville. Ball goes to Payne near the right corner. She'll take the screen. Now throw it up top to Penn. Finds Yates in the lane by herself for the layup off the glass and in. Addison Yates with 8 points. Boy, she's picking up right where she left off in that last quarter yesterday against Sheridan. 25-13, Mountain Home leading. Here's Velasquez. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side. No good. Offensive rebound for Vardaman. She gets the basket, and she draws the foul. So Vardaman will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 6:26 left the first half. Michaela Ely's going to check back in, replacing Anna Myers. That foul was called on Emma Martin. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number six against the Lady Bombers. So Vardaman at the free throw line to convert the three-point play, and she does. 25-16, Mount Holmes lead back to single digits. Husky into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Now takes a screen. Now picks up a drill, throws it up top to Yates. Back over to Husky. Husky will give it up top to Martin. Martin takes the screen from Penn, dribbles to the right side. Now throws it up top to Yates. Now Yates will dribble towards the elbow, gives it to Penn just inside the three-point line. Over to Husky on the left wing. Down to Payne in the corner. Payne's going to put up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Velasquez, and back come the Lady Cyclones. 5:49 left of the first half. Mountain Home leading by nine. Here's Davis throwing it to McAllister on the right side. Back up top to Davis. Once again to McAllister. McAllister's going to pull up for the three on the right wing. Good. Z McAllister with her first 3 points of the day. Lady Bombers lead cuts six all of a sudden. 25-19 our score with 5:25 left in the first half. Here is Husky just inside the half-court stripe. Throws it to Yates at the left elbow. Now up top to Martin. Martin drills to the right elbow, throws it up top to Yates. Over to Husky on the left. Husky takes the screen from Penn, dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Yates. Back over to Husky. Once again to, now Husky is going to drill to the right side. Now throws up near the top to Martin. Less than 5 minutes left of this first half. Mounts home with the ball leading by six. Martin's going to drill down into Lane, going up for the layup, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Ely. Here is McAllister back the other way quickly for the Lay Cyclones. Going to dribble to the left wing, throws up top to Davis. Davis going to pull up for the three, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Emma Martin. Back on the Lady Bombers. Martin gets it across the timeline. And now Mount Holmes going to call timeout. So we'll break with 4:27 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 25-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, both teams with four timeouts left in this game. With 4:27 left to play in the first half, it is Mountain Home with the ball leading 25-19. Kate Gilbert will inbound it on the far sideline right in front of the scorer's table. She'll throw it into Husky. We're back underway. Husky gives it to Martin, who will set the offense. Martin drills to the left wing. Now it goes back up to the top. Now dribbles back to towards the left side. Now takes the screen from Penn, goes down into the corner. Tries to kick it out to Penn and does get it to her. Now back to Martin. Martin's going to drill down towards the paint. Now kicks up to Yates at the free throw line for the jumper. Good. As Yates already in double figures with 10 points. 27-19, Mounts on leading at 3:45 left of the half. Here's McAllister with it up top for the Lady Cyclones. Throws it to Ely near the right elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Michaela Ely with her first 2 points of the day. 27-21, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 3.5 minutes left of the half. Martin into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Tries to throw it down to Yates. A reach and foul is going to be called on Michaela Ely. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Russellville here in the first half. 3:21 left to play here in the second quarter. It is Mountain Home inbounding it, leading 27-21. Gilbert will trigger the pass on the baseline. Gives it to Martin in the right corner. Now she'll drill out to the wing. Now ball goes over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane for the layup. They're going to say a foul called on Russell before the shot attempt. So Mountain Home will inbound it once again with 3:15 left of the half. They gave that foul to Tanika Boyce, who checked in during the timeout. Her first personal foul, team foul number three against Russellville. Here's Husky with the ball on the left side. She takes the screen from Penn, drills to the elbow, going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, but she'll draw contact too and head to the free throw line with 3:05 left of the half. That is Tanika Boyce's second personal foul, team foul number four against Russellville. Peyton Husky hits the first free throw. This is her first trip to the line today. Second shot for Husky is up. She gets both. She now has 7 points. 29-21, Mounts on leading it with a little over 3 minutes left of the half. Here is McAllister into the front court for Russellville. Throws up top to Ely. Back to McAllister. Over on the left side to Boyce. Down to Ely on the left elbow. Ely's going to go down into lane. Was about to pull up for the jumper, but she shuffled her feet, and she's called for the travel. Fourth turnover against Russellville this afternoon. Mounts home with three so far. 2:49 left of the half. Mounts home gets the ball back, leading by eight. Martin across the timeline. Dribbles to the toward the right side. Now it's going down to the free throw line. Picks up a drill, gives it to Yates on the right wing. Up top now to Martin. Martin will give it to Gilbert. Now up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the right side. Down to Penn and towards the low block. Gets it back out to Martin. Martin's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Ely. Back comes Russellville. She'll throw it out to McAllister, who brings it into the front court. McAllister has it on the right side. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And long rebounds chased down by Boyce, and Russell will keep possession. Ball goes to McAllister, down to Ely in the paint for the layup. Good. Michaela Ely with 4 points. Less than 2 minutes left to play of the first half. Mountain Home leading 29-23. Here's Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Now Husky's being double-teamed. She's going to go down to the lane. Kicks out to Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McAllister. She's back the other way for Russellville. McAllister with it on the right side. Now drills down to the corner. Now it kicks out to Ely on the wing. Down on the low block, it goes to Vardaman. Vardaman's going to put up the jumper. No good. The ball's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:23 left of the first half. Anna Myers and Kara Davis about checking back in for Russellville, replacing Helen Vardaman and Sarah Velasquez. 1:23 left again in the half. It is Mountain Home leading 29-23. Husky brings it into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now gives up top to Gilbert. Gilbert has it very near the half court stripe. Now starts to dribble. A little closer to the three-point line. Now goes, kicks it back out to Husky. Mountain Home may hold trial for the last shot of the half. Husky is drilling toward, trying to get away from her defender. And is it going to be a foul call? It is. That is on Z McAllister. Her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Cyclones. 49.4 seconds left. It will be Kate Gilbert inbounding it on the far sideline. She gets into Martin on the right wing. Martin will give it back to Gilbert. Now Gilbert has it on the right side, throws up top to Penn. Penn will give it to Yates. 38 seconds left. Now Gilbert has it near the very near the scorer's table. Gilbert throws it back up top to Yates. Now Husky has it near the top. 24 seconds left. Husky trying to get out with double team, but now, Michaela Ely got a little too aggressive. That is her second personal foul. And that's the last foul Russellville has to give. Next one would put Mountain Home in the bonus. 21.9 seconds left of the half. It is Mountain Home with the ball leading by 6. Kate Gilbert inbounds it from the far sideline, gets into Martin. Now gives it to Husky. Husky dribbles, gets some distance away from her defender. Now ball goes to Martin in the right corner. She's being double-teamed. Tries to give it to Yates. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Ely. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home. 7 seconds left. Here is Davis back the other way. She dribbles to the right corner. Now she's being double-teamed. Gives it to Myers. Myers is going to put up the jumper. No good. Mountain Home gets the rebound. They will not get the shot off before the end of the half. And we have come to halftime. And Mountain Home will go into the locker room with the 6-point lead. Our score at the break. Mountain Home leading Russellville 29-23. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.